Daily Dosers, thanks for joining us for the last Daily Dose this week. Chris and Amy back with you. We've had a blast just sitting here in the studio coming up with, okay, what would be like our top four things to have a healthy relationship? Let's test your memory. Day one, we said a healthy relationship, you have to be
a safe person.
And then we said after being a safe person, you have to be
selfless.
Don't be selfish. And then we said, you know what? If you want to have healthy relationships, you have to
be loving. Christ love.
That's it. Yeah. Well, we got it. And we're closing today and we're wrestling with so many things on healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. What is it that we still need to do and apply? And the thing we came up with is we need to be people that speak the truth. Because mm-hmm. I would say this, you cannot have a healthy relationship if you're not speaking the truth. Mm-hmm. It's disgenuine. Or it's not healthy if you're allowing someone to go down the wrong path. This is, I think, where Christians have the hardest time in relationships, especially with other Christians. So many times we've heard couples or people come and say, well, I've talked to all my friends and they want me to be happy and I need to leave this relationship or I need to leave this marriage. Or, well, I've talked with all my friends and I'm like, who in the world's giving you this advice? And they go, well, my life group. My life group said it's probably good for us. And I'm like, what in the world? Because we want to say things that make you happy. Mm-hmm. I want to say things that make you like me. And that comes from my own insecurities. Where Ephesians says this, we need to grow as mature Christians. And Ephesians 5:14 says, we can no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. I love the way Paul is writing, the church in Ephesus. You got to stop being a baby Christian. You're just going by the cunning and craftiness of what culture says, how you should live or what you should do, or you should date this guy, or you can get in that relationship, or you should go here or do that. He goes, you're mere infants. You're just tossed around by culture's ideology. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him, the whole body is joined and held together by every supporting ligament, and it grows and builds itself up in love as each part does his work. Paul says, church, you know how to become healthy and strong. Speak the truth in love. In your life groups, in your peer groups, in your dating, in your marriage, speak the truth in love. If you've been a safe person, if you've been a servant that hasn't been selfish, if you've chosen to serve someone in love, then you're in a healthy relationship. Let someone know, look, I know why you're doing this. I know why you're saying this. I just got to tell you, I think it's wrong. And let me show you in love and biblically why I think that's going to hurt you in the end. And in fact, that's what we're getting to. We live in a culture where we don't want to offend anybody, but by not offending people, we're sending them to hell with a pat on the back. We're sending them down roads of sin or issues that we know are unhealthy, but I don't want to lose your relationship. Mm-hmm. Why is it so hard to speak the truth into each other if we have a relationship?
I think we're afraid of what the other person's going to think or what they're going to do. Yeah. You know, I don't think we think that it's a safe relationship for us to be able to share those things.
And yet, I love the way James says it. You have James in front of you. Yeah. That says, let me tell you what speaking the truth in love does. Oh, this mm-hmm. is brilliant.
Okay, James 5:19. My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
So James is saying, look, I know it's hard for you to speak the truth into someone's life, but by withholding the truth, you're sending them down a road to death. Mm-hmm. What type of healthy relationship is that? Like if I know the brakes are out on your car, because I drove it that night, the brakes went out, yeah. and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to tell her. She'll figure it out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You're like, what type of husband is that?
Oh, that's not nice.
It's not nice. I'm going to call someone and go, what do you know about brakes? Can you get over here?
Yeah, exactly.
But James is saying the opposite. He goes, it's hard, mm-hmm. but if you've got genuine relationships, speak the truth because it covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to keep someone from going down that road. Than us. I know. She just before we start recording, she said, I trust you because I know all the words are in your head somewhere.
But then you ask me to say them? Okay.
And she's like, but the words aren't in my head. They're in your head. I'm like, just turn the camera on. We're going to be great. And she's like, what? Because this is trust.
Yeah.
This is a healthy relationship.
That's right.
I've proven to be safe for 29 years in your life. I've proven not always, but trying to be selfless.
Yes, absolutely.
And we speak this truth in love. And you'll tell me what you really thought about this when we get home tonight. And I will learn.
In love. In love. Yes.
And I will run and cry and get over it. And we'll come back deeper and stronger. If you've got a relationship and they're heading down the wrong path and you're not being honest, you're not being loving, and your relationship isn't healthy, you feel good about yourself, But James says, speak the truth, cover a multitude of sins. Mm-hmm.